No, this
2 Corinthians 5:21. If you'd like to turn your Bibles
called
there. Jesus, who literally is Jesus Christ.
I want to speak to you on the meaning of the death of Christ.
If you don't know him, you can by the time the service is over.
For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin.
I have
that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
I think this is one
him.
Of the reasons.
Now notice
that the
he
Lord's
made
work
him
isn't progressing anymore or any
sin or
what
sin
it is.
Offering for us.
This is from the
who knew
paper
no sin.
From the school in Florida.
The righteous
I read
received our punishment.
Another article that he put out.
That we might be made the righteousness of God
Danny Jones
in him.
Seems to be a good sound landmarker.
Paul's writing to the church of God.
He's doing something
which is at Corinth. And in dealing
sadly,
with the
some churches who've
this
had
important
seminaries
subject,
haven't done.
We're dealing with matters that are eternally beyond the reach of the human intellect,
support for their schools,
unaided
so they can
by the Holy Spirit.
Schools.
1 Corinthians, 2nd
well
chapter,
is that
verse
done?
Number 9. 1 Corinthians
well,
chapter 2 and verse
most of those
number 9.
Aren't around anymore.
The Bible says, but as it is written, I have not seen.
No, it starts out with
a faith that costs nothing,
ear
heard
nothing,
neither have entered into the heart of man the things
that
cost
nothing
is prepared for them that love him.
There is a truth
a careful
our
reading
of that
desperately needs
but
to
as
hear,
it is written
a faith that costs
in,
nothing
written
is
in the word
nothing.
Of God.
In our
I
world
have
today,
not seen,
we see those who
nor ear
claim
heard,
the name of Christ,
neither have entered
into the heart of man.
Jesus said, "If a man,
what?
If any man will come after me,
the things
let him deny
which
himself,
God hath
take
prepared
up his cross
for them
and
that
me.
Love him."
Following Christ involves surrendering to his will,
those
subduing
in the world
self,
can't comprehend,
and serving with sacrifice.
That's why
we talk about
clear.
Our faith like it's a
preaching
cricket.
Of the gospel is foolishness
we pick up and carry it
to them.
In our pocket. But true
going
faith
to church
extends
is foolishness.
Beyond
it's
a moment
waste
at
time.
The altar. True faith is a lifetime
believing in
at
God
the cross. When
is foolish
Jesus
and a waste
told his
of
disciples
time.
To take up their cross, he wasn't asking them
because they can't
to hang
comprehend.
Jewelry around their
they
necks
can't understand
or decorate
it.
A
look
church
at verse 10.
Wall.
Says, but
in
God
their
hath revealed them unto us
pain.
By his Spirit,
public
for
humiliation
the
and death.
Searcheth all things,
the cross
yea,
was
the deep things
of
execution.
God.
Jesus was
then
calling
verse 14,
them to
but the natural man receiveth
sin,
not the things
the
of
world.
The Spirit
he
of God,
calling
for
them
they are foolishness unto him, neither can
schedule.
He know them,
he was
because
them
they are spiritually discerned.
We've made
man without
Christ
the Spirit cannot
easy.
Comprehend
pray
spiritual things.
Prayer.
Man without
church,
the Spirit cannot comprehend God.
Call it good.
But Jesus
can
never
understand.
Said, take up your coffee and follow
have no
me.
Idea.
He said,
his idea
take
is
up
man
your cross.
Came into existence
that
and he's
means
the supreme
that
being.
You're going to lose something.
And he came in by accident.
But what you gain
foolishness.
Is infinitely more valuable.
Foolishness.
We've got plenty
to think
of people
an intricate thing like the body of a human being
God,
and how it functions and how it works
it
and how,
by
the,
how
everything
live.
Is balanced
they
and so forth. And
faith,
when it's all balanced, why you're
there's no
feeling
fruit.
Good and doing
they
good and you can move mountains
Lord,
with your bare
but
hands.
They never sacrifice
but yet,
for him.
When,
James said, faith without works
when,
is dead.
Not damaged or not weak, but dead.
Sin comes
faith,
in,
will never move
then
mountains,
it takes
nor
you down,
move you.
And
if
makes
your
you
faith
realize
never leads you
that
to
man
obedience
is not the supreme
faith.
Being.
Real faith acts.
The
it
reason
obeys
that many
heart,
will not acknowledge God
hurts,
and many continue not to understand
when others
is
sit,
because they
when it would be easier to
will
hold
not
a grudge.
Faith that never
forsake
you
themselves
will never change
and look
you,
and turn and trust in another.
Change anyone else. Yes.
Paul declared the death
look,
of Christ.
This
though
Look, the death of Christ,
and you'll see,
is a sacred
every man or woman who
of the transferring
God
of guilt
paid a price.
On the one
Abraham
hand,
left his home,
and the transference of righteousness
Moses
on the other.
Moses turned his back on Egypt's treasure.
The natural man cannot understand.
Esther risked her life.
Paul
doesn't
lost get it.
Everything.
He what had saith the Scriptures first concerning Christ? He knew no sin.
Knowing Christ.
And being born of the Virgin Mary, he was free from
the
sin nature.
On a cross.
Had the nature of his Father,
that's
of God.
Real
neither
faith
was there
like.
Any act
it
of
bleeds,
sin committed
gives,
by Jesus.
Faith has always been proven by action. Noah believed God and built an ark while the world laughed.
Without the Spirit,
Abraham believed God would raise
his son. They won't even
son.
Accept that
Peter
they are sinners.
And stepped out of the boat.
We got kicked
one
out
of
preaching
waited until
to the
or none of them waited until it was
place over here in town.
None of them
because
cared
we preached on
about
sin.
The opinions of others. They simply
almost
obeyed.
Every message was
our
on
generation
sin.
Today doesn't need more talk.
Why do we do
or
that?
More comfort.
So they realize they're
conviction.
Sinners and see
we
the need of turning
and women
to Jesus.
Who will take up their cross and live.
And yet,
like Jesus,
religious
spoke
out
the
here
truth
in the world don't understand
he
that.
Did. Faith isn't a feeling.
They're all busy
you
about taking care
the
of the physical
the
and cleaning up the outside of man
when you know
and leaving the inside
you.
Corrupt,
it's giving
putrid,
more when you have
and
left
rotten.
To give. It's stepping forward when you can't
now,
see the way. Some people
he knew no
want
sin.
To believe without being
neither
bothered.
Was there any
they
act
want
of
to,
sin
the
committed by
of
him.
Heaven and the luxury of
his complete
of earth,
sinlessness
but
is
the
proved in four ways.
Both.
First
Jesus
of all,
said,
by the fact that Jesus challenged
his
enemies
it,
to find fault in him.
For his
look
sake,
at John 8
we'll find it.
In verse number 46.
To
John the 8th chapter.
We need that
and
kind
verse
of faith
number 46,
again, the kind that
the Bible says,
the kind that changes lives and moves mountains,
convinces
and the
me
kind
of
that,
sin.
That risks reputation.
And if I say the truth, why do you
the
not
kind
believe
that
me?
Will not bow even if the furnace
who of
gets
you
hot. The Christian who
can
refuses
prove
to carry the cross
that I have sinned
has already dropped
or that
the
I have sinned.
If your
is what
faith hasn't cost you
so
something,
by the fact that Jesus challenged them
changed you.
To find
true
fault with him,
cost your
they couldn't
pride,
find any.
Your comfort,
matter of fact, in his trial,
friends,
they couldn't find any fault
but
with
in
him.
Losing those things,
matter of fact,
you can gain something this world can never
those
offer.
Who judged
peace
him couldn't find any fault in him.
In life.
By the fact that Jesus
cross,
spoke as though all
self,
others needed the
him,
new birth,
let your faith
never spoke
be alive,
that he or brought it out that he needed
costly,
the new birth.
Because the faith
you
that
must
costs
be born again, he said. All of mankind
nothing.
Must be born again, but he didn't need to be born again
when you
because he was sinless.
And hear those precious words.
He said
well
to Nicodemus,
done,
"You must be born again."
Servant.
In John 3 and verse 7. Never did he include himself
right
in the
it.
New birth by the fact that he never offered a sacrifice for himself. Look at Hebrews 9 and verse number 7. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7. The Bible says, but into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Jesus never offered a sacrifice for himself. Hebrews 7, verses 25 through 28. Hebrews 7, 25 through 28. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Not for himself, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. But he didn't offer himself for himself. He offered himself for you and me. He offered himself for the sinners and sinful man. Then he was totally sinless, proven by the fact that he never asked for forgiveness. On the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Never prayed. And all the times that he prayed, and his custom was to have prayer frequently, he never prayed for himself. He never asked for forgiveness for himself, because he was not guilty of sin. In all the great prayer life of Jesus, we never hear him asking forgiveness for himself. The suffering of Christ are a matter of historical record. No one doubts that he suffered. How can we account for the fact that a sinless man suffered? Where's the justice? We have a just God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. How is it that a sinful individual can suffer? Suffering is common among men and the creation because of sin. Look at Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse number 22. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 22. The Bible says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." Why is that suffering? Because we're sinners. Why are we suffering? Because the sin of man put a curse on this God's material creation. With Jesus, we have one that is without sin, and yet he suffered. How can God remain holy, just, and righteous and permit one who is holy, just, and righteous as he was to suffer? There's but one answer. He must suffer for someone else. This is the vicarious suffering of Jesus Christ, made sin for us. Look at Isaiah 53. And verse number 6, Isaiah 53rd chapter and verse number 6. Bible says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." 1 John 3 verse 5. 1 John chapter 3, and verse 5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Was manifested that he was to take away our sin, and in him there was or is no sin. Why then, if he's not guilty of sin, why then did he suffer? What saith the scripture? Galatians 4, Galatians 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5 says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." He suffered, the righteous suffered, that the unrighteous may overcome the sinful condition and the condemnation that was upon man for sin. Look at Galatians 3, verse number 13. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. 1 John, again, chapter 1, verse number, or rather John chapter 1 and verse number 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, the sin of man. God gathered all the sin of the world and transferred it upon his own Son. And the burden of the world's guilt was so great that nothing but death could atone for it. What made the atonement? The blood of Christ. The life of the flesh is in the blood. When there's no blood in the flesh, it's death. He shed his blood. He suffered and died. The innocent for the guilty. The other side of this. Some say the transference of guilt is impossible. It's impossible. If it's impossible, then the transference of righteousness is also impossible. Salvation would have to be by works. And the Bible tells us there is no salvation by works. Hebrews 9 and verses 11 through 14. Hebrews 9, 11 through 14. The Bible says, But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Chapter 10, verse number 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. Again, not for his sin, but for the sins of man. It took a righteous man in order to meet the requirements of God. It took a righteous man to fulfill the law. It took a righteous man to keep the law, fill it up, take it out of the way. And so salvation does not come by the works of man, but it comes by the works of a man. That man is Jesus Christ. He takes my sin. He gives me his righteousness. By the way, man don't have any righteousness of his own. Yeah, that's a bitter pill to swallow, but it's fact. Man has no righteousness of his own. Only righteousness we have is the imputed righteousness of Christ when we repent of our sins and by faith trust him as Savior. And again, you're not going to get saved until you get lost. You're not going to get saved until you become in your own heart guilty of sin. You have no righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of God, the Bible says. The only righteousness we have is self-righteousness. He takes our sin, gives us righteousness. He was made sin for you and me. We become not merely clothed with righteousness, but mystery of mysteries. We become the very righteousness of God in Him. You see? God imputed that righteousness when we truly put our faith and trust in Jesus. This is a blessed gospel. Yes, sir. What is that? It's how that Jesus, not guilty of anything, took our sins upon Himself. And as a man, He suffered the penalty of sin. He suffered all of His life. They began when He was an infant to try to kill Him and to destroy Him. And He was a vagabond all of His life. Didn't have a home or a place to lay His head. His own received Him not. Rejected of His own. Not because of His sin, but because of ours. We're not saved by works of righteousness, but saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody that's innocent gets convicted and put in jail, or gets convicted and receive the death sentence. That really outrages us, doesn't it? We ought to get outraged about Jesus, the innocent, having to die for the guilty. But in order to do that, we have to accept our own guilt. Or to do that, we have to admit and own up to totally, completely, the fact that we are a sinner, and that sin destroyed the Lord Jesus Christ when He came here as a man, destroyed our Creator, destroyed the sustainer of our life. You say destroyed? Listen, Jesus died physically and suffered greatly. He died spiritually and suffered even greater. He tasted death in its entirety for every man because He was righteous. And we as sinners had no hope and no help. So in the council in eternity, I'm certain that He volunteered to be that Lamb of God, that sacrifice, to suffer the innocent for the guilty. And He did. And you that know the Lord as your Savior, you've got something to look forward to. And no matter what happens in this old physical body of ours, no matter what happens in this life, we still have hope in Jesus Christ. Our home, and we need to accept this, our home is not here on this earth, it's in heaven. We're a foreigner, a stranger, walking through the wilderness of this life. And by the way, that walk is to be for Christ. Why? Because He was innocent and He suffered for your guilt and for mine. We need to take it home. We need to think about it. Read this. Where are we? Where are we? What kind of faith do we have? a faith that sacrifices, a faith that suffers. Jesus had faith, strong faith as a man. He proved it and showed it in the Garden of Gethsemane when he submitted and yielded to God. He went all the way. You know what? God's people need to go all the way. We need to come out of this old world. And I'll tell you, I'm persuaded today that most all of God's people have one foot in the world and one in church. They live a life for themselves and part-time for the Lord. He needs full-timers. He needs to go all the way because he went all the way. He went so far as to be separated from the Father and the Holy Spirit, the one and only time of all eternity. That was an experience that God had never experienced before. And to show you the effects of it, there was earthquakes. It was dark on the earth. The rocks were rent. You know what that was? That was God suffering because of the spiritual death that he was experiencing. He did it not because he had to. He did it because he was willing to. And you know what? Our service to him ought to be because we're willing to serve. And it shouldn't be a part-time. Did you know that when you go to work, you're serving the Lord? He teaches us to work as unto the Lord. He teaches those who have workers and supervise over them or have a business. He teaches them how to treat their workers and servants. To show and to live that righteousness that he's imputed. That righteousness that cost him so very much. Let's stand. Invitation is open. Come to Jesus, whatever the need is. But when you come, go all the way. What should we sing, brother?